A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. The mother of one of the gymnasts who was filmed in a unisex bathroom at the Woods Cross USA Gymnastics World is speaking out. Sarah Bowman spoke exclusively with KSL News Radio. She says the news that Adam Richard Jacobs, her son's coach, has been charged with multiple counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and voyeurism was unexpected.
I know they always say that it's those that are close to you that are prone to do this, but I really never imagined anything like this happening. I would never leave my kid with anybody that I did not have full trust in. And this is my son's passion. It's his life. He loves it. And Adam contributed to him loving gymnastics, and he was a very good gymnastics coach. So to hear that he was doing this, those boys have had so much respect for him and looked up to him. So to hear this news has been extremely infuriating and sad.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
She says she's glad that her son and his teammates have each other to work through this. She also has advice for what other parents should do to protect their children.
I mean, I think to talk to your kid, but I would have said that before this happened, to constantly ask your kid and to not. And you have to be careful with everybody that is around your kids. I said earlier that this is a man that I trusted with my kid for years. And I would have never thought that he would be one that would do these things. But just because of his actions and his horrible choices is not going to stop my son or my family from continuing on the path that we are with gymnastics. And I think it will show Adam more than anybody kind of a screw you. Like, we don't need you. And you made horrible choices. And I'm not going to let that stop me from being great.
Sarah Bowman, and we appreciate that she spoke with us at KSL News Radio. She says Adam Jacobs had coached her son for 8 years. He coached 10 to 15 teens at USA Gymnastics World in Woods Cross.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.